This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk. How do you have so much energy in the morning? People ask me that. It's just me. That's who I am. Mr. Energy or Captain Curmudgeon, take your pick, depending on who you talk to. You talk to Victoria, it might be the latter. If you talk to Jim, I'm not sure. Jennifer has Dougie. Well, Jennifer refers to me. She, Dougie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Dougie. That is. It's Tuesday, the 9th of July. Big day. Big doings on the farm because it's Cow Appreciation Day. We'll get to that later on the DJV program with Jenner, Victoria, Kara Schillen. Let's get to, there's the floods, and then there's something very depressing for us to talk about. Well, let's get to maybe this is depressing enough. Not sure. Torrential rains, Jennifer. Glad you're not in the nation's capital, right?
Well, I love a little rain because, you know, in California we don't get enough of it, but the White House is apparently leaking. The bottom floor, the basement of the White House is flooding, and so is Washington, D.C. The swamp is underwater. Parts of the Capitol Beltway were shut down by flooding. Dozens of people were rescued from flooded vehicles. 3.3 inches of rain that fell in an hour is what happened in Washington, D.C. There was a flash flood emergency declared Monday morning for not only Washington, D.C., but surrounding areas in Maryland and in Virginia. A lot of stuff going on in Arlington, which is where our originating network is located. And our lovely girl, Kara Schillen, is living. Are you swimming out of your car today, Kara?
Yeah,
are you okay?
I'm not actually sitting in a chair. I'm sitting in a boat right now.
Yeah, you're paddling, right? You're kayaking to work?
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. And everyone on the East Coast has been getting a lot of rain lately, so I think a lot of people didn't really take it that seriously.
New England's not getting any.
Well, I think all the way up to New Jersey, we've been getting big thunderstorms.
Down, I think.
Yeah. So every day, it's just kind of, you know, you get big thunderstorms most of the time in the summer. So, you know, normally it happens for 10 minutes, you get some rain, and then it goes on. And this just went on for hours and hours. And luckily it didn't impact my driving in the morning. But I had multiple friends who went to walk to the metro to get to work, got about two blocks, were so soaking wet that they could wring their clothes out and decided, you know what, I'm just going to work from home. And that was the smart decision because other people got trapped on highways that just flooded so quickly that they had no escape. I think some trees came down on 495, which is the big beltway that goes around Washington, D.C. It was just, I mean, if you look at pictures from the rain yesterday, it was crazy. I mean, just there were roads that, you know, we're completely covered in water. So luckily it was okay by the time I left work yesterday. But the one thing that really stood out is I looked outside of my window at 8:30 yesterday morning. Looked like it was about 5:30 a.m. It was so dark out. I mean, the entire sky was just black.
Black.
Pretty scary. So, yep, but kind of fun. Nobody died, so it's fun to talk about afterwards.
Right. The rain, Kara.
Well, okay.
Well, the flooding. I'm looking at a picture here from an vantage point that I know, the Washington Monument and the water there. It goes down into the basin, and the basin must have been a real mess. That whole area there and down, I'm looking at pictures of the metro, which was flooded.
Which, by the way, was on fire and flooding at the same time yesterday.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
The National Archives building also flooded. I guess they had the main power vault went out, according to ABC. They said the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, they were all okay. But that's pretty significant when you have buildings that are just zapping out of power because there's so much water.
It's a day when you're happy.
Isn't Washington, D.C. below sea level? I guess below is the right word. Below sea level, isn't it?
No.
I think it is.
It is a swamp.
It is, yeah.
The basin maybe, but the city itself is.
There are just quite a few different, like, creeks and canals that go around, so that's kind of what impacted all the roads. There's a road called Canal Road. It's just completely flooded. I normally drive through Rock Creek Park. That water was up really high, and I think just a mix of all of those different sources of water around the city and the Potomac, that's what caused all the flooding, I think.
Yep, lots of rain. So, as if that wasn't bad enough, I said there was more depressing news. The first tropical depression of the season has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. This is the beginning of the hurricane season. In essence, the hurricane season starts in June, so we're into July. The Hurricane Center said there's an 80% chance of a tropical depression forming by the end of the week. Winds 39 miles an hour. It's called Tropical Storm Barry. So was there somebody with an A before? Was there a storm? I don't remember a storm earlier.
Yeah, there were two early on, but I think one of them, I think the very first one, the A, whatever it was, petered out in the ocean. Huh. Just it didn't do any damage.
So the system has apparently a potential to produce heavy rain along portions of the northern and eastern U.S. Gulf Coast later this week. That's what they need down there. They're getting a little of the same. Well, the rain is, this is the pattern that we're in. And I forget whether it's El Nino or La Nina that produces or causes a lot of this stuff. Jennifer, what's in the Pacific? Is it El Nino and La... I don't even remember which is which.
Well, El Nino is the wet, and La Nina is the dry, I think.
Okay. Affects the East Coast, even though it's in the Pacific. The weather forecaster is warning that residents from western Florida to eastern Louisiana could especially be or should be alert for the increase in downpours, heightened risk for flooding. So it's all over. We saw some heavy rain Saturday night here in suburban Boston. And went up to New Hampshire and down a little bit to Connecticut, but it had gone across from Pennsylvania to New York, but the downpours made things very wet, but we didn't have any flooding. This is all about flooding. The storm in Washington, the storm down in the Hurricane Alley area of the Gulf, water temperature there is 82 degrees, and that is what makes hurricanes, the warm weather in the Gulf. Is what makes those hurricanes. So do we have one brewing? I don't want to get all worked up about it, but I do think that there are plenty of examples. If you go back through the history of weather recorded first in 1880-something or other, there have been a lot of hurricanes that have started this time of year. So what do you do about it? Nothing. No, take that back. You prepare. You intelligently prepare yourself if there's something that comes along that's going to affect you like this, because...
And I also think after the last few years, if a warning comes along from local authorities telling you to evacuate, go.
Yeah.
I think that's also the lesson that a lot of people have learned the hard way over the last few years.
Let's say the storm goes west of where it's projected and gets in. One wonders, and I'm just using my imagination a little bit here, what kind of havoc on the Texas coast where our border from starting at Brownsville and moving up to, I don't mean Brownwood, we're heard in both Brownsville and Brownwood. Hi, good morning, how do you do? If you're in that area along the Rio Grande and there's something like a storm coming along, what could it do? What possible impact could it have on all those people that are there, the illegals that are trying to get into the country? I'm just thinking about that out loud. There have certainly been hurricanes that have gone that far west, and talked to people in Corpus Christi and some of these other areas. So anyway, I'm just sort of, as I look at what's going on, the latest from the FBI and ICE using driver's licenses for facial recognition. That's today's story. According to documents that officials in both agencies have been using late databases, DMV databases, as quote-unquote gold mines for facial recognition data. What have we become? What is this all about? This is concerning, but just the fact that we scan all these faces and there's no privacy and everybody knows everything about everybody, that's a secondary story, I suppose, to this. Or is it? Tracking criminals, and everybody's a criminal. Now, this is what bothers me. No matter what, you're being examined to see if you're a criminal. Do we have that many criminals? Are there that many criminals in the world? If you consider the illegals to be criminals, I don't. I just consider them to be illegal. They're doing something that's against the law.
This is a vehicle of technology. This is a slippery slope that we've all paid when we become addicted to technology. Look at it. We all have those devices. We don't say our name because we'll turn them on. But we've got the Amazon devices in our home, the Google devices in our home. We've got all kinds of junk on our cell phones. And to get that, what do we give up? We give up our right to privacy. We give up our right to not being tracked. Our cell phones are constantly tracking our behavior, both online and through voice. I'm telling you, and I know people agree with me, and try it at home. I've had conversations with people, and I think my most favorite example is going to Vegas. I was talking about the keto diet. All of a sudden, I'm getting keto diet ads all the time. Now, you could say it's a coincidence, but I don't buy it. I think that when you're talking around, they listen to you, they pick up your stuff, and then they're sending you ads for what you're talking about. It's crazy.
I said that yesterday. When I was trying to get some clarification on a trip I'm supposed to be taking tomorrow, when I went on to look up schedules, play thing, in the next 5 minutes I had ads all over the place for that destination.
Right. And it's not like it's a garden spot. It's not like you're going there, you know.
No.
Right.
No.
It's not like Palm Beach or something.
No, it's not like that at all.
No.
So, and we're wondering whether the thing is so messy, I'm not even sure I'm going. It's a Mercury retrograde time, boys and girls. Those of you who don't know what that means, it means that the planet Mercury appears to be going backwards in the sky instead of forwards. And that has all kinds of ramifications.
That's what your life feels like this time of year.
Yeah, exactly. Transportation, communication, all kinds of things. So guard against miscommunication with friends and loved ones. Make sure you're clear in your conversation. And also, when it comes to transportation, make sure you're arranging. A lot of people on vacation making plans, and they'll go awry if you don't make sure you have all the details nailed down for whatever. And you say, oh, this is foolishness. No, it's not. Everybody who's on this program can tell you, even McFadden, who's not at all a believer in a lot of the spiritual stuff that I am, will tell you that when Mercury goes retrograde, it doesn't have to, but it makes it more... It makes it more plausible for things to go wrong. That's just be careful about detail. Diligence given to detail. Here's the details when it comes to a here are, plural, please. Doug, let's use the correct English. Plural are the teeth in your mouth may not be as white as you would like to have them. If you'd like to whiten them an average of 2 shades every time you apply power swabs, be my guest, be our guest. Lift the stains off your teeth. Not going to bother your gums. It'll make you look younger, feel younger. If you have stains caused by tobacco and coffee and tea and other things, you want whiter smiles. You want brighter teeth. You want your teeth to feel good, too. When your teeth are clean, you rub your tongue over them. You know how good that feels? It really, it's kind of cool. You know, if they feel clean, they are clean. So let's leave lasting impressions on friends and loved ones. All the studies that have proven that a smile is your most unforgettable feature. The perfect risk-free solution is power swabs. You can get them by dialing 800-208-1797. That's the online number. You can't actually get them online at their website. It's the only way to do it. And get 50% off the retail price using the DJB code. 800-208-1797. Believe me, it is worth it to have that smile. Hygienist approved, dentist approved. It's power swabs. That's it. No brainer. 800-208-1797 for half price. 800-208-1797. That great white smile comes back to you with power swabs.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
No. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa. Um doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça,
familiar.
Corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema.
Song.
O seu
familiar guitar.
É mais que um poema. É a coisa
the
mais linda.
Husband of Astrid Gilberto. I believe it's pronounced Jao, the bossa nova legend. This is his song, Girl from Ipanema, singing it the way most people heard it first in Portuguese. He's passed away at the age of 88. He sang this song first in 1962, created a lasting image of a very sophisticated sound from Brazil. And the people around the globe, I think, know, most everybody knows this song. His wife sang it in English. He sings it in Spanish. Since its appearance on the album Gets Gilberto, the song written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, recorded by everybody from Frank Sinatra to Amy Winehouse. But this was probably the most famous, even more famous than the one done by Stan Getz and Astrid Gilberto. Others who recorded their own hit versions of the song included Eartha Kitt, Kenny G, Herb Albert and his Teeny Weeny Brass, Ella Fitz, the Oscar Peterson Trio, Nat King Cole, The Girl from Ipanema. Pretty standard stuff when it comes to jazz. And I guess pop music as well. Because Nat King Cole, listen to it.
How can I tell her I love her?
Yeah, great voice.
Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me.
I could sing, but I'll leave it to Nat the King to cap the story. Music news here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and the music of Barbara Streisand now in our ear. Her Sunday night show in Hyde Park in London was a very highly anticipated event. She made a return to London after having not performed there for 6 years. Not only was the audience treated to all her big hits, she also had an ace up her sleeve when she brought out a former A Star Is Born co-star, Kris Kristofferson, for a duet on their song Lost Inside of You from the movie 1976 was the year. Following a run through her fan favorites like Evergreen, that sort of thing. She brought Kristofferson out, who sang, she called him one of my favorite leading men. Here's a song we sang together in the movie, I Love This Song. She planted a kiss on Kristofferson's cheek, walked him across the stage, and launched into the ballad as she held his hand in front of this big facility. It's a big place, 65,000 people there. She also brought out Lionel Richie, who joined her for a version of The Way We Were, 2014. Kristofferson appeared earlier on the days, Bill Long, with Roxy Music singer and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Brian Ferry of Roxy Music. Interesting combination, huh?
I didn't know Lionel Richie was on this song.
Yeah.
I guess that's news to me.
Yeah, I don't think I did either, now that you mention it. Yeah, you're right, Victoria. But, yeah, I don't remember this version.
His voice actually makes this more tolerable to me.
Yes, I agree.
28 after the hour on the DJB program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump vowing to no longer deal with the British ambassador to the United States after leaked cables showed that he called the president inept and clumsy. On Twitter yesterday, Trump says Ambassador Kim Darroch isn't well thought of within the U.S. anyway. The cables had been leaked to the Daily Mail newspaper. A Democratic congressman dropping out of the race for the White House, Eric Swalwell of California, says the decision marks a new beginning.
It is the beginning of an opportunity in Congress with a new perspective shaped by the lives that have touched mine and our campaign throughout these last 3 months.
President Trump signing off on an emergency declaration for California after two powerful earthquakes and hundreds of aftershocks hit the state. The declaration opens up federal aid and disaster relief. And this is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
After the hour here on the Tuesday DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Lots of activity on our podcast line at DJVshow.com. Give you some highlights of that and Cow Appreciation Day. Maybe some names. Yeah, let's start, Victoria, with some names in the news. What's your name?
Well, the big name in the news
Victoria
today is
Keelan, so I know.
the big name in the news today is Lee Iacocca, and he of course is the legendary auto executive. He died last Tuesday at the age of 94, and funeral services begin today for him. Visitation will be held today in Clawson, Michigan, and a funeral mass will be held tomorrow morning in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. The burial will follow in Troy, Michigan, and he. Of course, lots of people have, for the past week, have been paying tributes to him. He trained as an engineer. He excelled at marketing and sales and the ability to recognize engineers who would then lead the game, lead the teams creating legendary vehicles. He, of course, is, I don't know if he wants to be known as the creator of the minivan, but he's definitely tied to that.
Yes, he was proud of that. No, he was proud of that. is something he should have been proud of. He developed the Mustang.
Well, it changed the way families traveled, for sure. I personally hate minivans, but he definitely is responsible for that. He also was responsible for the Ford Mustang in 1964. So that makes up for the minivans, I think. I think that's
pretty
cool.
Well, the minivans, you may not like them. That doesn't mean a lot of other people don't like them. They're very practical. They're very helpful. They're not expensive. It's a good, it may not be your choice. For sure, it didn't look. It's not stylish by any stretch of the imagination to be driving around in a minivan. But there are millions, tens of millions of them.
That is true. Yeah.
All around the world. Another name in the news today: Kevin Spacey. That fiasco continues on Nantucket. The woman who was the wannabe television news anchor. Who became irrelevant now apparently wants to make herself relevant again, but she won't do it by invoking the Fifth. Apparently, I'm trying to figure out by looking at the video and the stories, was she pleading the Fifth, or was her husband pleading the Fifth?
No.
Or the son who was allegedly groped?
He's the accuser. She's not the accuser. The son
is. Yeah, she is.
I think she's orchestrating all of this. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But her son is the one who had to take the stand, and then he's the one who invoked the Fifth.
I think he should. If you make those revelations, if you make those accusations at someone, and you put their life on hold for a while, and then all of a sudden you're asked to turn over information that you don't have, I think you should have to go under oath and answer those tough questions.
Yeah.
These accusations are so serious. And, you know, say what you will about Kevin Spacey. Maybe he made some bad choices. Maybe he didn't. But he has he's cooperated with the police. He's shown up for all of his court dates. He hasn't tried to leave the country. He hasn't done any of these things to try to get away. And now this guy's going to be like, oh, no, I don't want to talk about it. No, that's not okay.
I think Kevin Spacey has definitely been a predator, let's say, in other circumstances. I don't think in this case he did anything wrong. That's just my gut instinct from the beginning of this trial.
But isn't it interesting that this is the hallmark of the accusations against him that's made all of the
this
rounds?
This is the one, yep. Yeah.
So
this is definitely the one.
Why haven't the others been as prominent as this? If he is, in fact, I don't know one way or another. It did seem, from what I've known of him here and there, that he might be someone who has a tendency to go overboard when it comes to young boys, but there's no proof of it. And this is back to what I said in the last half hour with all this damn technology. You are now, you are completely guilty until proven innocent. And everybody's afraid of everything. Yesterday, the fire department visited the farm, and they went through all the buildings looking around at stuff, and I get a call from somebody who's down there. The fire department's here. They're looking around. What do you think they're going to find? And blah, blah, blah. And so I called the fire. I've called the fire department. I talked to the chief. And he said, oh, no, Mr. Stephan. Every Monday we do outreach. We go around and we want to have the community know who we are. We like to check buildings out in case we ever have to go there to see what's there. And we wanted to, we're there to let you know we're at your service. And if there's anything we can do, please let us know. I love the farm. So, you know, perfectly innocent effort on the part of the fire department, but you take it and somebody shows up and they're, wow, look at them. They're going to go get them. You know, that kind of stuff. And we're beginning to all think that way under any circumstance. The police stop you. Maybe there's something they want to help you with. But no, right away you think you're guilty of doing something wrong. And it's become...
I think going back to Kevin Spacey, I do think that Kevin Spacey has had... I think that he's got a lot of charges against him in various cities around the world at this point. I absolutely do think that he has been a predator. I remember when I first started at SiriusXM in 2005 or 2006, there was a guy I worked with who was a member of an Equinox gym somewhere in Manhattan, and he had been in the locker room with Kevin Spacey and saw Kevin Spacey sexually harassing another man in the locker room, and Kevin Spacey was removed from the locker room in front of this guy's eyes, and it turns out he had actually been already banned from several gyms in New York City because he was sexually harassing men. That was that was like in 2006. So this is definitely something that Kevin Spacey does, and it was sort of an a not well kept secret in Manhattan. So when this all came out, I was like, oh yeah, that's Kevin Spacey. He's finally getting busted. But I think in this case, I think that this 18-year-old kid, he in the text messages that has already that have already been reported in court, he told his then girlfriend, oh, I got an autograph and one hell of a story. It's like, okay, that doesn't sound like a victim. So I don't know. I think in this case, I think you're right about the mother wanting to reclaim her 10 minutes of fame or whatever.
She was on the stand yesterday and she kept yapping on, and the judge looked over at her and said, if you don't want me to hold you in contempt, you better answer the question. And so then, you know, she's such an opportunist. Oh, man. All right, so that's that story. Today is Cow Appreciation Day. Today is Cow Appreciation Day. Oops, wait a minute, that's the wrong buzzer. I got a cow buzz here someplace. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, so we'll do the cow buzz. Somehow, that's not as effective.
Do cows wear bells? Is that where where the cow bell came from?
Yeah, that's where the cowbell came from.
Okay.
A lot of cows. I have one of the pastures I just mowed and got the hay off of a field where there's a steer that I raised on the farm. His name is Norman. And because we didn't want him to be by himself, we put him with another cow, an older Holstein cow, and they're great pals. And he was known far and wide as an escape artist. He'd get out and nobody could find him. So we put a bell on him and now you can tell it's Norman. When he's being a bad boy. At any rate, today, as Cow Appreciation Day, if you wear a cow costume or any sort of cow apparel and go to Chick-fil-A, you get free food. How about them apples? Think that's something you do? I can't even begin to imagine, Victoria, you doing something like that.
No.
No. Adults receive a free entree.
I don't eat Chick-fil-A, but...
No.
And now that we know, last week we talked about all the MSG that's in Chick-fil-A food. So
yeah, that's their secret.
Yeah, that's the secret ingredient. It's
but remember that cows, the Chick-fil-A thing, it's not, I mean, it goes back to 1995. The herds of beef cattle everywhere decided to take a stand for the future of the bovine race. And a fellow known as Hef R. Jones, his real name is Eatin' Birds, took his grasp of his owner's language and painted Eat More Chicken on a billboard for the folks at Chick-fil-A. So anyway, but it's cows. This is something where you get into the business of what a cow is. A bovine that gives milk. That's what a cow is. A beef cow is not a cow. It's a beefer. It's not cows are feminine. Not that you can't have a beef cow be feminine, because you can, you know, if you're not using them for anything else, they can be beef. But generally speaking, a cow is a cow, is a being that gives milk. Okay? So you separate that from beef cattle, which often are steers. They're often neutered bulls, that sort of thing. So if you want to celebrate, you go to Chick-fil-A. I guess that's the bottom line here. Cow Appreciation Day. It's actually, I think, a registered trademark. Isn't it of Chick-fil-A now? Eat More
Chicken?
Probably,
yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go, boys and girls. In the sports department, a fourth World Cup title cemented another women's national team as an inspirational group of athletes. You see all the pictures when they got off the plane yesterday.
They landed at Newark, I think, right?
Yeah, I think they did, yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, the U.S. Soccer League is hoping that this World Cup title will boost participation in soccer by young people. I'm not sure when mothers and fathers learn what happens, what the dangers are, that youth soccer, I think this is a slippery slope, frankly. They deserve the Women's Cup. They get it. They deserve our women's team, all the accolades. But I really think that this is something that young people should not be playing. It's a very dangerous...
Well, actually, sport. I totally disagree. I think all they need to do is take headers out of the game. And so I played soccer my whole life, and they just need to take
the headers out. How do they do
you
that?
You just say headers are illegal. It's just like, you can't, from your shoulder down.
So heading to your head.
You don't take a header. I never took headers. Only because I hated I never took headers when I was playing soccer.
Did you just duck? What'd you do?
If it's coming, headers never come at you. you voluntarily jump up to head the ball. So you make headers illegal, just like handballs.
That's why I'm asking the question. It's not like that.
From your shoulder down to your fingertips, that's a handball. So they should make it illegal. It's the head, just like a handball, is illegal. That's all they need to do. It's the simplest thing, and that's all they need to do, and the whole game becomes much, much safer.
Is that being done?
With youth leagues, yes. Headers are not allowed with little kids in many, many leagues. But, when you get up to the competitive level like that, then, headers are fair game. But I think as we learn more about CTE and traumatic brain injury, I think that is where the future of the sport is going. Headers are going to be illegal.
Well, there's another example of what this stuff does. We talk about what the impact of headers, concussions, and what the future of your brain is. Here's another example from the Patriots. One of their former linebackers named Teddy Bruschi has had his second stroke. He has been all over social media telling the story of what happened. The stroke's caused by all of his getting hit in the head and whatever else went on when he was playing football. He's 46 years old now. He's had two of them, and the second one, he had a mild stroke in 2005. He's 31 there. He's still playing. And now that he's retired, he's going through the same thing. And it really, it does underscore, once again, maybe it's an old story, maybe I shouldn't keep telling it, but I say this all the time. Any parent, I'll go back to what we were just talking about with regard to soccer. You let your children play soccer that hasn't been changed. Maybe if they're all changed, that's fine, so there's no more headers. But in football, that hasn't been the case. The roughing up of kids in high school and college, if you let your, or even junior high school, you let your child or encourage your child to play football, you're an irresponsible bad parent. That's it. Simple. Bottom line. All right, let's see what the television world looks like for us. Jennifer, what do you have for TV stories or TV news or TV shows tonight?
Well, for sports fans, it's the All-Star Game for Major League Baseball happens on Fox tonight.
Can you believe halfway through the season already? Woo!
I know. Big home run derby last night. That was really, really exciting. And I never watched this thing. So this, the All-Star Game, should be great. It's on Fox tonight. Check your local listings for that. It starts around 7:30 on the East Coast. Love Island premieres tonight on CBS. This is a British hit that's coming to the U.S. It sends a bunch of singles to Fiji where they pair up to compete in sexy games. That's at 8 o'clock on CBS. There's also a biography tonight on Farrah Fawcett. Farrah Fawcett Forever. That's on A&E, marking this 10th anniversary of her death, if you can believe it's been 10 years. That's at 9 o'clock on A&E. And the series premiere also of Bring the Funny. This one I'm going to check out. It's Jeff Foxworthy and Chrissy Teigen along with Kenan Thompson, and they're looking for the next person that can make them laugh, the next big comedy star. That's called Bring the Funny. The series premiere of that is on NBC tonight at 10. Rounding things out, you've got the 100. That's new on CW at 9 o'clock tonight. And before Bring the Funny on NBC, a brand new episode of America's Got Talent that starts at 8 o'clock on NBC.
The DJV podcast that you can currently hear at djvshow.com. We discuss the U.S. Women's World Cup victory. We talk about this no good Jeffrey Epstein, who was arrested over this past weekend, Starbucks and their problems, and a new warning for dog owners, the risk of getting salmonella from your dog's food. If you want that info and that conversation, listen to our current podcast at djvshow.com on demand, 10 before the hour.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody!
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance. If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the DJB program. Every day at this time I kind of get energized because I know Victoria is going to help us out. She's not going to, she misplaced modifier. She's going to be able to help all of us out. So number one on the hit parade, Victoria, here is the size of television sets that are being sold here. This is pretty amazing when I think about it. It's like going to the movies in your house.
Kind of, actually.
Yeah.
Data from the market research firm TrendForce, which in the tech world is a pretty formidable resource, their new data shows that 65-inch TVs are now the most popular choice for North American living rooms. 65 inches is a pretty big TV. According to the firm, prices for the 65-inch TVs have fallen by 25% this year. So now is actually the time, if you are thinking about upgrading, or if you do need a new TV, now is the time to start shopping for a 65-inch TV. 55-inch TVs used to be the most popular size, but they have not had any discounts, and so the price on those have basically remained constant. And so the result is that the 65-inch TVs are now the size of choice for households. 50 inches, which still is a large TV.
Yeah.
Hilariously, those 50-inch size TVs have been relegated to becoming what they call secondary TVs, and they have ended up in bedrooms across America. So you've got a 50-inch in the bedroom, and you've got a 65-inch in your living room. That's
how
pretty
big
much
is yours?
How
I don't even know how big mine are.
You know what? Ours.
And you measure it not side to side, but
diagonally,
across from corner to corner, diagonally. Yeah.
Yeah, diagonally is how. Yeah.
I measure mine just for fun.
Huh. You know, actually, I think we've got a 55. We're, yeah, because
in the bedroom or out front?
We don't have one in the bedroom because I don't want any electronics in the bedroom. So we just have one in the living room, and it's a 55-inch. But, you know, it's funny because we actually could have gone to 65 inches considering the size of the wall that it's hanging on. But, yeah, 50. I thought 55 was going to be too big. And then when you really sit across the room from it, you realize it's not that intimidating. It's not that big. So
the first television set I ever looked at was 14 inches, and it had a magnifying
glass. I don't even know what that
it.
Looks like.
Yeah, it's impressive.
That's like my iPad.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. With a magnifying glass on it, you could see what was on the screen.
I love that. That's hilarious. So apparently 50 inches now is the size that everyone has in their bedroom. And so there are a couple of different reasons for this shift in favoritism towards a larger size. The trade war with China has actually played a big part. TrendForce reports that TV manufacturers have been stockpiling products in anticipation of the 25% tariffs, but then that never happened. And so now they've got all these huge stocks of pileups of 65-inch TVs, and so essentially they've basically been forced to lower the prices to get rid of their inventory. So here's where this is going to really play out. Look for this trend on Amazon Prime Day, which is coming up, and that is where you're going. If you are in the market for a new TV, you're going to get an amazing deal, especially if you want a 65-inch TV.
Let's say you want a 60, you got a 55 now, you want a 60. What do you do with a 55? What do you do with a used television set that works? That basically you're
That's a good question. You could sell it on eBay. You can recycle I don't know. Our TV actually completely died, and so we took the old one back to Best Buy, and they have a really great recycling program where they take all the parts and stuff like that. So I would say take it to, if you have a Best Buy near you, that is, to me, that's the best recycling and most efficient program that's out
there.
That's
where I bought
free.
My TVs when I first moved into this house a couple of years ago.
Same with us. That's right. Where we bought our last one and the new one.
Let's go back in history. Remember, how many of you remember, I'm guessing you and Karen don't even remember what a Commodore 64 looked like. This is.
I don't think I've ever seen one in person, to be honest. I thought about this, and I don't think I've ever seen one.
My kids had it.
So the Commodore 64, which was essentially the first personal computer, that's where PC comes from, that's what that actually means.
Yeah.
So the first personal computer is the Commodore 64. In 1982, it launched. It sold for $595 at the time. Now, a lot of gaming consoles have been redone to look like they're, you know, retro, and the Commodore 64 is no different. They are re-releasing it. It's called the C64, and the new computer will come with a full-size retro keyboard, a classic joystick, and a selection of classic games, including Speedball. It will cost $199. It's going to launch in early December, and this is also tied to a promotion through the Netflix show Stranger Things, which is set in the year of 1984. And so the Commodore 64 will be back, and at the time, it sold more than 17 million computers, and it's the best-selling computer model of all time.
Tech Talk on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.